Hey, do you want to get a heads up on your future? Do you need some spiritual healing? Do you want to know how to heal yourself from the inside and out? Well, go check out wholeeshift.com. That's W-H-O-L-E, another E, S-H-I-F-T.com. And get your reading today by Poetic, a renowned Reiki healer. Go check her out at wholeeshift.com. And with the holidays starting to come around, you can give that as a gift card to anybody for the holidays. That's wholeeshift.com.
Over and he gets in my face and he's like, ¿Qué tú quieres? And I'm like, I forgot.
Why is he yelling?
I don't know. I said, listen, bro, I'll tell you what, let me look at this venue a little bit longer. I think we need some time, right? Yeah, we were like, yeah, we need some more time. And I says, right now, can I just get a coffee? And he's like, okay, un cafecito. And he walks into the kitchen. He comes back 5 minutes later, seriously, with a little coaster and a shot glass of coffee on the coaster, and he puts it down in front of me, and he's like, okay! And I'm like,
what is this?
Es un cafecito. I go, dude, look at me. I'm not a ito. I'm a ande. And then I started thinking, maybe he knows who I am. I get the joke. Bring the really big guy, the really little cup. You know what I mean? And I said, bro, what is it? I go, no. I'll bring me a full-size cup of coffee. Take this back. I was frustrated. So the guy's like, okay. And what you want? Okay. So he grabs it, all pissed off. And then he goes in the kitchen and he starts talking trash to one of the cooks. He's like, Manolo. And then he comes back with a bowl of Cuban coffee, okay? And he puts it down in front of me and he won't leave the table. He's like, okay. And I'm like, okay, okay. 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 Oh, I get it. He wants me to make sure this is what I want, right? So I pick up the bowl and I take a little sip of it. And when the coffee hit my tongue, I was like, oh my God, this is the most concentrated coffee I've ever had. It was really, really strong. And then it clicked. That's why they bring you a little shot glass of this stuff. So now I don't want to look stupid making him take a bowl of coffee back in the kitchen. So I picked it up to my face again and I drank the whole thing. Well done. I knew I messed up, bro. I knew I messed up because a waiter looked at me and he's like,
vaya con Dios.
You know, it is good to be here on a Monday, even though times are starting to look a little iffy right now, for me anyway, on a personal level. But regardless, we have to bring in some type of good humor, right? That's why I liked that comedy guy at the beginning. I mean, comedy guy, he has a name, Ralph. I forgot his name, to be honest with you. What is his name? Let me know on whatever social media you know me from. What that guy is. What that guy is. What that guy name is.
Okay.
All right. I'll figure it out. Somewhere, you know, throughout the show, it'll pop into my head. We'll see.
But regardless, it is Monday, and I'm trying to keep a positive mind. You know, personally, there's like a lot of things happening with people that are close to me that it's a little bothersome, and it is what it is. We have to keep on moving and find things to keep us in line, but try not to crumble down anyway. But regardless, thank you for joining. This is Coffee with RW, yours truly, Ralph William. And I want to say thank you for tuning in. If you're listening to the downloads, I greatly appreciate it. Make sure to share it. Hit those likes or however it is. You know, get engagement. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, whatever, iTunes. There you go. That's what I meant to say. iTunes. Leave us a review or leave me a review. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you. And this is Coffee with RW. So of course I'm drinking the trial and true for me anyway. Folgers Colombian coffee with some silk almond milk coffee creamer. The coffee creamer is sweet and creamy flavor, whatever that means, sweet and creamy. And to get some healthy things in me, I put some turmeric and some cinnamon. So you mix all that up, and right there in the beginning of your day, with your coffee. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't announce it. I'm sorry. It was, I was like, you know, I've been wanting to take a sip for so long. So anyway, if you're with me, please raise your cups, your coffee cups, your coffee mugs, your travel mugs, your doggy bowls, your sippy cups, your baseball caps. However you decide to drink your beverage, raise them up high and take a celebratory sip. Because it's Monday, there's a whole new bag of waiting for us for the next few days. And let's get ready for it. Salud. Delish. Oh, man. It's Monday, and we got hit with some snow, so I think it deserves another sip. All right. Let's get it to it. What's going on, everybody? Thank you. We there was some snowstorm coming through here to the East Coast, and I'm here in PA, and we got hit. So I don't know how bad it is. Well, I mean, I know how bad it is, but in your area, for us, you know, we've had worse, but it's still an inconvenience. One, because there's people that go to work actually have to be on these roads, and it's a damn shame. And the second inconvenience, for those that don't have to go to work, like, you know, myself, I usually, meaning I don't go out to a physical job. I get lazy. I do get lazy. I get lazy, meaning that, I don't want to do anything. It's one of those days that you want to curl up in a nice little fuzzy little ball with your cup of coffee or hot cocoa or soup or whatever it is that you like to consume. And just veg out. You know, if you have a fireplace or like a nice little heater, just curl up right next to it, and you get to enjoy the the coziness of it all. But I feel sorry for those that have to get up and get out and do their thing. So, I hope everyone is who's out on the roads safe and sound. I would recommend using your COVID pass for these times, and just call in and like, hey, I think I got that Rona. Might not be able to come in, you know, on a day where it's nice and snowy. It should clear, you know, it could give you an easy 5 days to, you know, to chill out and get it out of your system, according to the CDC, of course, according to the CDC. So PTLs, right? Anyway, thank you, everybody. So I tried to get some news for you guys today, but haven't been able to because of course, you know, things that are going on in my inner circles. So it's going to be a free-flowing day today. And I hope you guys could understand. And to let everybody know, just in case you didn't know, because, you know, mainstream media doesn't like to tell people, but the news always finds a way to get out. You know, Trump had a rally, I believe, over the weekend. You know, I think it was in Arizona. So he had a good outing, as usual. The one thing that a lot of people that I've been finding, and even I thought about this, is when he came out to the Undertaker music. If you're a WWE or WWF fan, depending on your age, the Undertaker was a big time, you know, what do you call it? Well, people in wrestling, they call him gimmicks, but big time character in the professional wrestling era. And he chose to come out to that. Now, I don't know if that was on purpose or that was just what they had. But a lot of people, well, some people like to use that as a sign of things, you know, like he's the Undertaker coming in to you know, take the bad away, I guess is what they're trying to say. Even though if you really want to get technical, he sort of kind of caused this the bad to begin with, you know, with fast tracking, you know, these jabs and also what do you call it? Making it emergency use authorization. So, but anyway, that is what it is. It seems like it might turn out that he is going to, well, we don't know. I don't speak for the man. They're making it seem like he might run. He says in several interviews that people have asked him, like he said that, you know, people are going to be very happy, I think, with the decision. But because of certain things, you know, I can't do it at this time, so I'm going to do it later. So I'm assuming maybe mid-2022, who knows? So, but it can go like he likes to word these types of wordings can go either way. He could say it can make people happy because, you know, of course, there are people that still don't like this guy and they wouldn't want him to run. So he could say it's going to make those people happy because I'm not going to run. Or he can just go the other way and say, oh, you know, the real people that are Trumpers and MAGA people or however you want to call them are going to be very happy because I am going to run. So it's one of those you can't lose statements, right, without giving any specifics. So we'll find out. Maybe either he's going to run or he's going to maybe not him, but maybe they're going to groom DeSantis for running. Right. Because as far as I know, like I haven't found anybody in, you know, in the internet, like really showing any clips of DeSantis talking bad about the former president. So if he is not attacking the former president, then that means he's probably not going to run. That means he's probably going to maybe, or, and if he isn't going to attack him, then he's probably going to run with him or, you know, run with his endorsement. Hello, Hobo Chillin. Good morning to you. is it Namastar or Namaste? I don't know. I've heard it said both ways. But hello to my friend from India, Hobo Chillin, on the Podbean app. If you haven't downloaded that app, do it at your own, you know. Oh, it's Namastar. Okay. Namaskar. I'm so sorry. Apologize. Namaskar. You can download the Podbean app and find me live there and on WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, which is my internet radio station, which you can find on your app store, on your Google Play or your Apple store. That's W-ESN, the Epic Strategies Network. It is my internet radio station where we have alternative music from different genres and also shows there as well. If you have any ideas on a show, or maybe if you want to jump on the show or make a show, let us know. Email us at epicstrategiesnetwork.com. I try to make it as open as possible to many different views. And going to make a filter coffee in your name. Thank you very much, Hobo Chillin. I appreciate that. Thank you. What does that mean, a filter coffee? Isn't all coffee filtered? Well, we use a filter for it, right? I don't know. That might be a, I don't know. Morning all. What's going on, Code 23? How are you, my friend? Indian style, all right. Hobo Chillin says Indian style. Indian style. Oh, what was that line that Method Man said? For those that know about Method Man, he said that one line in the beginning of You're All I Need. Sick. Oh, wait, what? Sick as a proverbial. What? Cannon. What does that mean? I'm assuming you're saying you're sick, right? I'm sorry that you're sick, buddy. Or lady. I don't know what you are. But I hope you're well, my friend. Lots of tea, you know, ginger. You know, I'm sure you know. Oh, canine, I'm sorry. I'm illiterate. Don't mind me. I can't read. He meant canine. Sick as a proverbial canine. Really? What's up, man? What's going on? Hope you're doing all right. I hope you're doing all right. T is for women, says Code 23. Yeah. Yeah. Not ginseng, but that too. What's the other one? Green tea. I think green tea is good if you really want the, what do they keep advertising? ECG or something like that? I'm not, you know. I'm sort of obsessed with those type of health things, but, you know, details don't stick into my head that well. Those little small details, they don't stick into my head.
Okay.
Yeah. You got it. Okay. But, yeah, tea is okay. I'm not a big tea fan. I don't know. Something about the bitterness in the coffee, the strength of it, you know, it... I don't know. I just like it better. The tea, it tastes good, but it seems like very watered down. That's something that's not like, it's not hearty. It doesn't feel hearty to me. But that doesn't mean that it's not necessary, right? Masala chai? What? What is that? Thank you for liking the show, Hobo Chillin. So masala, my understanding, I've heard that in like recipes. Like I thought that was like certain spices. So I guess you put certain spices in your tea. He says, yeah, okay, so you put certain spices in your tea. Okay. What's up, Chill Will? Thank you very much, my friend, for sharing the show. I really appreciate it. So as I was saying, it is a Monday, so I hope you guys are prepared for the whole week of some nonsense. Cause I'm sure there will be, you know. It's within its nature to have a bunch of nonsense on in the world. But I hope everyone is doing well. Chill well. I hope you're drinking your coffee wherever you're at. I hope your area is safe. I hope you're safe. I hope you're healthy. And that goes on with everybody else because, man, life is very short. As much as we try to think, even when I was younger, like, man, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to be healthy. It never... Give me a hug too, bro. Give me a nice manly hug. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. It becomes very difficult when people are close to you. They and we're all gonna go through it. Unfortunately, it's gonna happen. People around us are gonna fade away. And it is what it is. So whether it's going to be through natural causes, in quotations, through a conspiracy theory of depopulation, or through, you know, things like that, it's going to happen. So treasure the times you have with people that are closest to you. And I always come back, and I'm sorry for being so morbid on a Monday. This is Morbid Monday, guys. Coffee with RW. I'm sorry for being so morbid on a Monday, but I always come back to the movie, if you guys ever seen this movie, Bicentennial Man with Robert Williams. If you're not familiar with it, I suggest you check it out, man. As a great comedian, hey Angie, as a great comedian, Robert Williams was, rest in peace. He did very well with dramatic roles, right? Even in his comedy movies, he's had great dramatic scenes. Very powerful stuff, I think. Right. And in Bicentennial Man, he was, I believe, a robot or a cyborg, or he was created, and he was able to live many lifetimes with, you know, humans. I don't know if it was a particular family, but yeah, he did. And as time progressed, he began to, I guess, change himself to be human. And then at the end, and I'm sorry for spoilers, but this movie is kind of old. So if you haven't seen it, you know, you should check it out. But just the end scene, which might be the future, you know, it seems that way, if anybody remembers it. But the end part of that movie was very... Man,
Hey, do you want to get a heads up on your future? Do you need some spiritual healing? Do you want to know how to heal yourself from the inside and out? Well, go check out wholeeshift.com. That's W-H-O-L-E, another E, S-H-I-F-T.com. And get your reading today by Poetic, a renowned Reiki healer. Go check her out at wholeeshift.com. And with the holidays starting to come around, you can give that as a gift card to anybody for the holidays. That's wholeeshift.com.
Hey, listen, you. Not listening to Ralph Williams podcast when he's live on Podbean is something seriously wrong with you. You got to get yourself checked out. Go ask Dr. Fauci.
Fair use is hugely important.
Hey, come here. Listen. Get close. Can you hear me? Are you wearing your mask? Did you get your vaccine? Damn.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Coffee with RW.
Sorry, guys. Had to get another round of coffee. So, as I was saying, the end of that movie was very impactful. Because as Robert Williams began to, I guess you can say, convert himself into more human, because of love, obviously, right? And he was able to spend his last moments with the one that he cared about. And of course, they're being taken care of by I think it's robots. But anyway, it's something that people need to really take into account. What's up, Mr. Steels? How are you, my friend? Hope everything is okay. Hope you're healthy. How's that weather? We got hit over here in PA. with some snow. So I hope you're good. You got just rain? Okay, cool. Well, yeah, we got hit with some snow and then rain later on, freezing rain. So if you're driving, you know, be safe out there. I'm good, bro. I'm good, man. Just maintaining. So I was just talking about, you ever seen that movie Bicentennial Man with Robert Williams, Mr. Steels? What'd you think at the end? I was just letting everybody know about if it's accurate, if my memory serves me, where Robert Williams was like a robot and then he changed into a human later on. And then him spending his last moments alive with his loved one, you know, in a hospital, I guess it was, or a care facility with a bunch of robots around them. I guess I just gave it away, but damn, that movie's old, but it's a good movie. If you guys haven't seen it, go check it out. I've been seeing that on my YouTube, on the YouTube movies list for some reason. I don't know why. It's always been showing up. But what was the point of that? Oh, yeah. So I was that movie just comes to mind because people, as we get older, we're going to be slowly seeing people fade away, you know. So make sure to take that into consideration with those that are close to you because it's going to happen. You know, as much as I sit out here and tell everybody, oh, you know, the Bill Gates or the conspiracy theories of depopulation or whatever the case may be, you know, vaccines and all that stuff. Regardless of the case, it's going to happen one way or another. We're going to lose people. So make that time, you know, worth it. Make it worth it. But sorry for making it so morbid, guys. I apologize. I just got my kick in the nads with this other cup of coffee right now. So I'm good. Take care, Mr. Steels. Let me play a clip real quick. Cause I did get some news, and speaking of vaccines and all that stuff, maybe not vaccines in general, but medications in general. Now, for anybody that likes UFC, Dana White has said in a press conference or something, when they asked him about, alternative treatments for COVID. And, his opinion. Let me see if I find the, if I got the clip.
All right, guys, listen up.
That's it.
Are they really?
Here we go. So I think he was asked something about, the news guy was asking him about, I'll get this, about over 200 doctors, I believe, are trying to boycott Joe Rogan because of him putting Robert Malone and other doctors on his platform, on his podcast, going against the current narrative on vaccinations and, the current pandemic. So, they were asking him.
Well, how about this? Ever since I came out and said what I did, it's almost impossible now to get monoclonal antibodies. They're like, they're making it so you can't get them. You know, medicine that absolutely works, they're keeping from it. I don't want to get too political and start getting into all this shit, but ivermectin and monoclonal antibodies have been around for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, you can't dig them up to save your life. The doctors won't give them to you, you know. And even when I did it, here in Vegas, which was however many weeks ago that I had it, like right before Christmas, I think, or something. Yeah, I made one phone call and was able to get it done. And that's not like some fucking rich famous guy shit. Like anybody could have called and because that's what everybody always throws at me. Yeah, of course you can fucking make a phone call and get it. Bullshit. Everybody could have got it back then. Lene had it. Lene did monoclonal antibodies and did all that stuff. Everybody could get it. Now, and Rogan's been talking about it. Then I went crazy talking about it. You can't get those things to save your life now, literally.
Are you surprised at the backlash that people don't even want to allow you to discuss options and pre-treatment?
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Yeah, it's one of the craziest things that I've ever witnessed in my life. You know, and we're not talking about. Experimental drugs or things that you said, this stuff's been around. And the guy, the ivermectin, the
You're
guy,
a doctor?
Won, the guy won the Nobel Peace Prize.
You're a doctor?
Huh?
You're a doctor?
No, but there's plenty of doctors that do.
Here he comes.
I just asked a question. Are you a doctor?
No, but I took them and they both work for me. So why shouldn't I be able to take them again? Or other people?
I won't answer.
No, come on. Dive in.
We do have a brain.
Why shouldn't we be able to take
our own decision?
Right? You want to know what's scary? I bet I could get some fucking pain pills quicker than I could get monoclonal antibodies. No, not maybe. That's a fact. That's a fact. They fucking hand out pain pills like they're Tic Tacs.
Now I've been trying to move towards a more cleaner show, but let's be real here. It's, I'm gonna let those go. But he brings up a good point, Dana White. And this is a guy who's running an organization of, elite athletes. You can prescribe, you can hell get very, you can get pain medication and anxiety medication and depression medications, at the drop of a hat, like that. But when it comes to, alternative treatments that are either as good or maybe better because there's no side effects, there's no there's no guessing if there, you know, there's no possibility that, hey, something might go wrong. But they try to eliminate that. Now, doesn't that scare people? Doesn't that scare people that you're at the mercy of your insurance companies and hospital protocols and doctor protocols, right? All because they want to make a buck. Maybe it's not, they're trying to kill you or hurt you, or, but it's all because they're trying to make what they make profitable, right? We can't, it's all right, it's like, I'll use this as an example. It might not be an accurate example, but it's like saying, we're not going to give you turmeric, right, for anti-inflammatory, because turmeric is a natural occurring substance. We can't patent it, so we can't make money off of it. But we're going to prescribe you this pill that we've made that's turmeric-like, right? But it might make your pecker smaller. Sorry for that bad, you know. But or it might make you, lose calcium in your bones. I don't know, something. What's going on, Lingo? So those are the things that kind of bother me, right? Because this is, and I feel bad because I mentioned this. The reason why I got on, not the reason why, but I owe me going vegetarian, vegan, and then seeking alternative lifestyle changes and medications for my health through YouTube, right? If it wasn't for YouTube, I wouldn't have found, you know, your alternative doctors, other people that have lived that lifestyle, you know. And now they're just using YouTube now as peddlers for pharmaceuticals, right? Because damn, if you mention any alternative medications now on YouTube going against the current situation and you get banned, right? Or put doctors out there that have studies showing that, hey, what you guys are currently prescribing isn't working, are getting banned. So it's a shame. It bothers me. So of course I go to Rumble. Of course there's going to be alternative outlets to go to. So these are the things that people need. It scares me, and it should scare people, because it just means that you need to be in more control over your health and lifestyle. And not to say that you know more than your doctor, but you might need to be a little more proactive in looking for other doctors that might give you a different perspective, right? And not just go blindly to you know, whatever your doctor is telling you. Chill Will says, they stopped the hydrochloroquine shite too. Yeah, man. And those are proven to work against, you know, what's going on. That is the current issue. Hobo says, Ayurveda medicine, Ralph, 100% percent vegan. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? You mean going vegan is good medicine? I'm not sure. I don't know what you're trying to say there. I might losing out on the culture. But what's up, Caps? These are the things that are disturbing, that they you can be blocked certain medications that will help. And soon to come, they're going to probably start blocking these natural medications. I believe, I don't know if this is a new protocol or a new addition to the protocol that I found. If you guys go to AmericaFrontlineDoctors.com and you go look to the tab where it says COVID-19, and then you can go search where it says treatments, and you have different levels of treatments, you know, whatever level of sickness you're at, and they break it down into different stages. And I believe on the beginning stages, or maybe the second stage, they added a different supplement along with zinc, you know, C, D, quercetin. But they added a new one called NAC, NAC. I'm not familiar with what the acronym stands for. But this is something that is a highly anti, you know, it's a high antioxidant, is good for heart health, preventing heart attacks, and some other things. But as of now, they're starting to take that away from store shelves. They don't want to let people use that. You can't find that in stores now. Now you can only find it online. NAC. So do your own research. I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be. Like I've always said, I'm a facilitator. I try to be a facilitator of information. So look for NAC supplement. Find out what it does. And if you can get it, then go for it. And add that to your regimen of CD, blah, 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 blah. Welcome, everybody, to Coffee with RW. I am your host, Ralph William. Right now, I'm sipping on my Colombian coffee with Silk Almond Milk Coffee Creamer with turmeric and cinnamon in it. And I hope you are, too, with whatever beverage you decide. And I hope you're having a blessed Monday. And here on the East Coast, right now where I'm at, it is snowy, probably slushy outside. And for those that are out on the road, I hope you guys are safe and sound in getting around. And if you guys haven't followed, please hit that follow button. If not, on Podbean, on any platform where you get your podcasts, you can always find me, Ralph William, the Ralph William Podcast. Hit that follow button. And you can also download my internet radio station, WESN. Excuse me, the Epic Strategies Network. I've been trying to contact people on TikTok. I contacted this one individual. I'm just going to talk about it brief just in case she decides to listen to this episode or is listening to the show. I don't know what she does for a living. I don't know if she's a nurse or if she works in the pharmacy department somewhere or something, but she seems to be very knowledgeable. And she very much is interested in doing podcasts and hopefully coming on a show. So I'm trying to talk to her. Well, we've talked, so we're trying to see if we can schedule an interview or whether it be, you know, on a podcast episode or live on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. But she has been pumping out a lot of information on her TikTok with, you know, pretty much what I've been saying and what a lot of people have been saying it. But she is in the thick of it because she sees a lot of patients. So, and she, well, I think she claims that she hasn't been, she's not a vaccine. She hasn't been taking any vaccines most of her life. So maybe there might be a religious component to it, but, I think it would be very interesting to get her perspective and, to find out, how it really is on the inside, with, you know, in with patience. But speaking of that, I did grab a clip from someone else who was on TikTok, who has said he is a registered nurse, and he put out something that everything that I play is in the description box of the podcast. You should already know. So if you want to go look for them, comment, or get some more information, go to the description box below and click, you know. But his catchphrase is, the pitchforks are coming.
My final...
Hold on. Let me see if I can find this clip. Let me see where I can find it. Bear with me.
If you guys don't know, I'm a...
Okay, here we go. Let me see. Oh, no. Hold on. All right, here we go. This is a guy who's a registered nurse and is going to let you guys know what is he finding in the hospital.
If you guys don't know, I'm a registered nurse. I work all the major hospitals. We're letting you know what's going on in the hospitals. I'm your little secret agent for COVID-19 and the vaccine. So I was in the ER the other day. My patient had COVID. This is his history and physical. And don't give me any bullshit about HIPAA violations. There's no names on here, but check this out. Reason for evaluation and chief complaint. Acute respiratory failure. Acute means it just came on all of a sudden. Chronic would mean you've had it for a long time. Acute respiratory failure with hypoxia. That means not getting any oxygen to your tissues or your organs. Pulmonary edema. That's fluid in your lungs. COVID-19 infection. History of present illness. This is an 82-year-old male patient with end-stage renal disease due to diabetic neuropathy who is on scheduled dialysis Monday and Wednesday and Friday. The patient was turned down from the dialysis center yesterday and did not get his hemodialysis. Not sure what the reason, but probably because the patient had symptoms suggestive of upper respiratory tract infection, COVID-19 infection. Now pay attention to what I'm about to read. Patient is fully vaccinated with 3 doses of Pfizer vaccine. Let that sink in for a second. There's your second. He came to the emergency room with increasing respiratory distress. Chest x-ray showed pulmonary edema and was placed on non-invasive ventilation. That means like a nasal cannula with some oxygen. I work with a lot of nurses that are having the same experience I'm having. We have a lot of these patients that are fully vaccinated. It's not a vaccine, guys. It's not safe. It's not effective. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. It is a depopulation weapon. It's going to make you sick. It's going to kill you. Or it's going to cause sterility. One of those things. A lot of people lost their jobs because the government forced people to get this vaccine because they didn't want you to catch it or spread it. Well, obviously, that's a bunch of bullshit, right? I like to say stay tuned. I like to keep you posted, but I'm not going to. If something extraordinary comes out, I'm going to let you know about it. But the pitchforks are coming.
So there you go. That was his kind of his catchphrase at the end of his TikToks. But of course, he's like a lot of people who have been putting these information out. He's gotten tired of it. He's getting tired of being banned on TikTok and videos being taken down and things like that. So he's going to go and do what I think I should do, right? But, you know, is live your life, right? Go out and live your life. He's found a significant other and he's going to go and live his life. And let the chips fall where they may and just come out whenever something prevalent happens. What's up, Linga? Linga, I can't click on any links on here. If If it's something, maybe you can send it on Discord and I can play it. Oh, yeah, someone else can. Okay, yeah, someone else can. If it's a video or an audio clip, you know, but, you know, if it's something to read, don't let me read right now. Don't let me read. But what's going on? SJ, how are you? It's been a long time. I hope you're well. Missed you on, if it is you, missed you on Telegram, missed you on a different podcast that you were on. I hope everything is well with you. If there's anything that you want to air out that should be aired out, you let me know. I've always said that you have a platform here on the podcast or on my station if you want to do something. I'm always on Telegram. All right. Have you been getting the messages I sent you or have I been blocked? Just wondering. So those are the things that that are kind of worrisome, right? Because they keep on pushing these things. Now, of course, we can say that there's been some type of a win in the Supreme Court for OSHA, right? But it hasn't changed for healthcare workers. So I don't understand the logic here. And if a lot of people have said it on TikTok, and maybe not even just TikTok, but everywhere else, like, how does it make sense that you fire nurses that didn't get the jab, have probably fought through the pandemic, and probably have gotten infected, gotten, you know, natural immunity, and but they're not able, but, and, you know, fire them, but then hire people that are vaccinated that can spread the disease to the patients. So it's something that, you know, it's a little backwards. So I don't know. You did what, hobo? You got vaccinated? I mean, hey, if that's what you want to do, bro, good. I hope it, you know, nothing bad happens to you. But that doesn't mean that people should force everyone. D-Max says vaccines don't work. I mean, according to the data that people like to share, you know, it doesn't. You know what would be really funny if I want to put my tinfoil Cuban hat on is if the I see your Telegram, girl. Thank you. All right, I was a little test to see if that was you, but if all this was actually because, all right, if people who are vaccinated still catches it and can still spread it, and I guess those that are unvaccinated can still catch it and spread it. So what if everyone that's gotten vaccinated was given like a placebo or whatever it is that you call it? And it's just like an illusion of a vaccine just to cause this divide between people, just another divide between people, right? But then again, that wouldn't explain healthy people getting myocarditis. So I guess that would throw a little wrench into the tinfoil hat. It's radiation poisoning. Oh, man. Maybe, yeah, for some, right? For some vials. I opened the link. Oh, to Lingo. Okay, I got you. So these are the things that are a little, little crazy. Just saying. Sorry, I'm just going through different things. As Jay says, the more I learn about all vaccines, the more anti-vax I become, it's kind of difficult because I like to try and think of people's motives or things that happen in the world as, I want to say chess, but I'm not good at chess, right? But I like to think that there's certain moves ahead that that they do. So it seems like this is going to destroy everyone's faith in vaccinations, which should be the case, right? As much as maybe some of, at least one of the concepts, I think common sense is good, right? Taking a dead or a less lethal virus and injecting it into the population and having their body create the, you know, the antibodies needed to resist the virus, right? That seems like basic. But in terms of like thinking you're going to pinpoint one, I don't know, strain, I'm not a doctor, so you know, pinpoint a strain or something, and then kind of like, I guess, gene editing, right? Like, oh, you know, you want to be 6 foot, you want to be 6 foot two instead of 5 foot three? Yeah, we can change that gene, but then again, you might have small feet. That's like the variant, right? Like, we can change one little gene, but it's going to alter something else, right? Oh, you want to have black hair? All right, cool. But it's not going to match the, what is it? Does the curtains match the drapes? It's probably not. It's probably going to be blue. It's probably going to be blue. So it's going to destroy the faith in vaccinations, right? I always thought that people that have gotten vaccinated, like, no offense to anybody, but I always thought that people that have gotten vaccinations throughout their years were very prone to get allergies. Like, it's like they always get it. I'm trying to get into the, what did you put in here, Linga? The vax agenda. Oh, agenda 21, the vax. Oh, okay. The vax isn't the issue. Newsflash, we probably all have cancer. Oh my God. Or cancer or glyphosate anyway. And SJ in the chat says, we all have these disease causing pathogens inside our bodies. Thank you for joining, Dawn. She also says, what the vaccine do is make it so that you are vulnerable. Yeah, that's what I was going to get to that point. And developing diseases from that's already there. All right. So that opens up for us a segue into more personal things with what's going on with me. So over the weekend, I don't want to get too much information, but there is someone that's close to the family, to me, that, is battling with a cancer. I don't know exactly which one it is. And they went through the chemo. Like, I'm not saying this is the cause of it, but it seems like it accelerated it. Because it was only about a month ago, or maybe a few months ago, where we saw this individual find, you know, of course they, you know, they've had their issues, but then as soon, correlation doesn't call causation, but I'm just saying after they got in their second or third jab, there has been a significant decrease in their health. Where we went to go see this individual this past weekend, and they looked a completely different person. And my heart really hurts. Really hurts. Because it seems like it's accelerating the process of the cancer, which is causing, you know, to really accelerate everyone to get into that mindset that it's going to happen no matter what, and probably sooner than we anticipated. And then I get another piece of lovely news that it could be happening to someone else that's very, very close to me, that it could have accelerated the process. Now, I don't, you know, like I said, I don't want to say that it's because of it, but, you know, tests have to be done this week. Hopefully we'll find out, but most likely it is what it is. And but if it is the case because of these jabs, I really want to give a good, hard, blatant middle finger to those that supported and created that jab and those that are pushing it. Because you are decreasing the time that we have with these people and people that are close to us. Because of what? Because there's too many people on this planet? Because you want to make money? Because Bill Gates is, he sucked at Microsoft and he's trying to do jabs now. And how, and everybody knows the issue that he had with Microsoft a couple of years back. Maybe, I think it was about 10, 20 years back. I'm not sure. How do we become a society where people that are garbage at their job are in high positions? Like, all I see is a track rate of failure with Fauci, with Gates. That makes no sense. It makes no sense. Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. SJ says, Linga says the quickening. Yeah. Linga says, yeah, it's normal. It's the quickening. Yeah. I don't know what you mean by that, but we'll get back to that. SJ says, did you know that hydrogen peroxide kills cancer? I did not know about the cancer part, but I did, on a previous episode, played a clip on David McCullough, I think is, oh no, Peter McCullough, I'm sorry, Peter McCullough, and I guess he has a protocol with peroxide and iodine killing viruses or something like that. I'm not sure. SJ says, and our bodies produce hydrogen peroxide naturally. Yeah, I've heard about that. Illuminati, she says. Bill Gates married Melinda, I believe was related to the Rockefellers. Oh man, look at that. The plot thickens. Lingalonga says that's how the useless I think trying to be family friendly went out the window a couple of minutes ago. That's how the useless cunt got power, meaning Gates, I believe. And as Jay says, Bill Gates is a female.
Okay,
you got it. All right. So I think it's time for another
cafecito.
It's time for another cup of coffee. So I want to say thank you guys for joining. I appreciate your time, and I'm just going to take a quick moment to catch a refill. We'll be right back.
Hey, come here. Listen. Get close. Can you hear me? Are you wearing your mask? Did you get your vaccine? Damn.
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Yes. So, these things need to be talked about, right? And the funny thing is that, well, to be completely fair, I think SJ, she's younger than me, but maybe not that much younger. But it's really like, you're 37. Okay, so yeah, you're younger, but not too young. But it's really around this range, this age range. What's up, Man Cave? That are really going to fight for this, right? I don't know if there's a lot of younger individuals that are really going to understand or even care. Because, I mean, come on, let's be honest. When I was younger, I didn't pay no mind to none of this, right? I was too busy going to school, smoking herb, you know, DJing. But it's really like this age range now that, whether it be because of our age or whether because we're not caught into the mainstream of things, and which causes us to dig, you know, for real life important things. At least that's how I think of it. I could care less what the Kardashians are doing, right? I could care less what's on TV right now. I don't watch TV. I think the only sitcom or TV show that I watch are reruns of shows that you know, were like many years ago. So whatever I consume is, you know, this other stuff, whether it's good or bad, I don't know, but we like to feel like we're making some type of a difference. And I have a feeling that when the time comes when the younger generation gets to this point, they're not going to know exactly what to look for. And it's going to the domino effect is going to cause it to get worse. Man Cave says you wasn't busy going to school. You was exactly playing what? Playing tunes? Exactly what I said. Exactly what I said. I don't lie. Ralph, have you gotten tomato soup with croutons this morning? What does that mean? You mean I'm sick? Do I sound sick? Yes, they will, because we will teach them. I hope, SJ. I really hope. I really hope. Whether they'll be taught, you know, national pride, right? Wherever you are. Or how to learn how not to be fooled by media, things like that. Learn how to get a good cup of coffee. Make sure that. Just to put this on a side note. On a side note, I was watching this video of this guy, and this is something that I would probably feel the same way. I sent this to people on anyway. This guy was like, "I'm gonna make you the best espresso or the best cup of coffee you've ever had," and this guy did the whole thing. Something that I would probably do. I would probably have like a little, you know, how if you have like a bar for your liquor. I would probably have like a coffee bar with everything and anything that has to do with coffee. So this guy did everything that he grounded up the beans. Right, made it all nice and fluffy. He put it in the espresso. He tapered it down. He patted it down so that it could be nice and neat. You know, he cleaned the frother out. He made sure everything came out nice and frothy and the right consistency. He used the thermometer. He made sure that everything was fine. He gave it to his woman. I guess if it was his woman, I'm not sure. And all proud, like in a nice, you know, a nice delivery, looking all pretty. And she's like, "Oh, thanks, babe." And she just pours the espresso shot in her cup of Starbucks, iced with ice in it. And then she just like dismantles it with whipped cream and and I'm like, "Oh man." And then it was a cut to his face looking so sad. He's like, "Yo, I worked so hard for that. You're just gonna throw it in a Starbucks cup of coffee?" Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty that's how I feel. Need to get need to learn how to get a good cup of coffee. I mean, I shouldn't talk because, you know, my cup of coffee has coffee creamer in it, but that's about it, you know, with some turmeric and cinnamon. That's about it. But I know how to appreciate a good espresso, especially a Cuban one.
Un cafecito.
Exactly.
And here comes the waiter, and the waiter's coming over, and he gets to my...
No, sorry.
Okay.
But anyway... All right, so are you guys talking amongst yourselves? Yeah, email each other, talk to each other. Lingalong likes to get to know new people. I hope everyone is doing great. I hope everything is all right, Linga, over there in Australia with those situations. Because has anybody noticed, here in the United States, I believe in D.C. they're requiring passports. No, not the traveling, regular ones, like, you know, to go out of country. But I think it's the jab passports. And, of course, they put a nice little fence up around our capital in D.C. And I think there's going to be some camps coming around. Maybe not like the fat camps, you know, or the survival camps, which I would be down for. But there might be some different camps happening over here in the United States. So, thanks, Australia. I'm sorry that, you know, it had to happen to you first, but I guess we're going to be going through it too. So, let me see. I had another clip here. All right, so this is a someone that I found on TikTok who, because of constant censorship and because of the length of the information, she went all over to Rumble. So, of course, the link in the description box below, you can find her. But she goes into detail about the FDA somewhat approved, or maybe not really approved, Comirnaty. I think it's Comirnaty. That's how you pronounce it, from Pfizer. But she really has some information about some holes in some studies with it. Let's see what she said. Of course, there's some jargon in there. So if anybody can explain it to me or explain it in the chat, please do so. But I'm just here to put the information out.
All right, guys, listen up. Okay, this is a summary basis for regulatory action put out by the FDA. You can see it's 11-8-2021 for the approval and actions taken for Comirnaty, which is the licensed vaccine in the U.S. As you can read here at the bottom of page 6, under chemistry, manufacturing, and controls, product quality, you can see right here the mRNA in Comirnaty is a single-stranded 5' capped mRNA encoding the full-length SARS-CoV-2 spike glycoprotein derived from the Wuhan HE1 isolate. You can see here the GenBank number is referenced. This is the GenBank database. As you can see here, the number has been put in right here, and you can see it reads the exact same strain, right? Look down here, right? Collection date was December of 2019. You see here on page 15 that the summary basis for regulatory decision under clinical pharmacology, the pharmacodynamic data comprised of a humoral immune responses to Comirnaty were obtained in the clinical studies. The data demonstrated that Comirnaty induces a humoral immune response against the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. The spike protein that was taken or derived from the sample collected in December 2019, which is over 2 years ago. Here you can see on page 20, efficacy against severe COVID-19, vaccine efficacy against severe COVID-19 for participants with or without prior SARS-CoV-2 infection is shown in the tables below. The vaccine effectiveness against severe COVID-19 in participants with or without evidence of prior SARS-CoV-2 infection was 95.3%. So that 95% VE is specific to clinical trials that looked at the humoral response against the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein derived from the Wuhan HE1 isolate collected back in December 2019. This is the CDC NowCast, which is a model that estimates the most recent proportions of circulating variants. Here you can see the chart. You can see this orange is Delta. This is Omicron. And as you can see here, when it comes to Omicron, as of now, it is 96.9 to 99.1% prevalent in the United States. The following excerpt is an interview given by the CEO of Pfizer, Andrew Bourla, last week regarding the vaccines and Omicron.
We know that the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths.
The following information comes from the CDC website about the immunogenicity, efficacy, and effectiveness of influenza vaccines, where they explicitly acknowledge that estimates of vaccine effectiveness and efficacy depends on many factors, which includes the degree of similarity between the viruses of the vaccine and in those in circulation. So I need someone to explain why it is that we're not only administering, but why it's being recommended by the CDC, NIH, the president, every spokesperson or authoritative voice in this country is recommending the administration of these products, especially when it comes to children, when the spike protein is based on a strain that is over two years old, no longer circulating, while still representing efficacy claims that were based off of studies that looked at the humoral immune response induced against the original spike protein. Even after the CEO of the company that conducted the trials and produced the product says it offers little, if any, protection, and when the product still has known associated risks, how does the benefit still outweigh the risk?
Well, there you go, guys. Make sure to go check it out. And, you know, a lot of shenanigans happening and a lot of laws being changed. I like to say, at least in Virginia, the newly elected Youngkin, right? Is that how you say his name? Has took it upon himself to say that there's going to be no mandatory masks or vaccines for children, I believe. Maybe it's the whole state. So that's a good thing. Can't really say the same about New York, California. But we'll see what happens. I hope something changes. And I hope for the better. So I want to say thank you, everybody, for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. I'm sorry for that little breakdown earlier, but you know, it's been a rough weekend, and it's gonna get rougher as the time goes on. I want to say thank you for those that have joined, and if you're new here, hit that follow button, and make sure to download WESN, the Epic Strategies Network. If you haven't, please do so. Did you know that Podbeam headquarters is in New York? Yes, and I think they have one in California too. Just to let you know. But as far as I know, well, they're not censoring people here, but I'm sure if we had the numbers that some of the other lives had, there would probably be some major censorship. What's up, Mr. A? Good morning. We're being observed. Yeah, you might be right. I wouldn't put it past you. That's why I try to have my alternative, I guess you can call it platform, I don't know, station, where if anybody is interested in doing your own show or coming on another show exclusively on WESN, please let me know. I put the information out there. You can check out other great shows on the WESN network, like The Old Man's Podcast with Dana, Joe, and Eric Kirk, completely opposite of my show. He's a make you feel good in the morning type of show. If you haven't followed him, please do so. Give them a follow. I think they're trying to make it to 2,000 followers, and they're very close. So give them a follow. Make several accounts if you have to. You can also find the John DeVito show. He's also there as well. Slacker 82 Alpha, The Gray Area. And we're looking to add any more. If anybody else is interested, once again, you can download the app on your Google Play Store or your Apple Store, or you can ask your Alexa devices, which is already listening to you anyway, to start WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, or go to epicstrategiesnetwork.com. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I greatly appreciate it. You guys have a great Monday. If you're on the East Coast, be safe in this crazy weather. And I'll catch you guys on the flippity flip. SJ, thank you. I'm glad to see that you're doing well. Like I said, I extend the offer to you. So if you want to do something, let me know. I know you're a part of many other podcasts, but if you need a slot, let me know. All right, guys, remember, take care, stay humble, stay hungry, and you'll always be blessed. Take care. Peace.
Okay.
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of cut. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants cut? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.